Maine Governor-elect Janet Mills has asked former Maine Poet Laureate Wesley McNair to deliver an original poem written for her inauguration Wednesday evening. McNair is a professor emeritus at the University of Maine at Farmington, Mills' hometown. An inaugural poem had long been a prominent part of the ceremony. That changed 8 years ago when Republican Paula Page decided against including an official poem as part of the occasion. In keeping with the governor-elect's wishes, McNair isn't providing details of his new work, but he says he's pleased that poetry is being included.
Well, this occasion in particular is about change, after all. We've had one administration for 8 years, and we've gotten used to that administration, and suddenly we have another one with a very different point of view. Poetry, after all, is in the end most of all interested in a change of mind and a change of heart. So I think it's a perfect thing to turn to on an occasion like this one. The other thing that poetry commonly does is to start us off down in the weeds of our shared human experience and gradually to adjust our vision upward. And so a broader notion of things, a vision of life can flow through the experience.
As has been noted, Governor LePage decided not to have poetry included in his inaugurations. I'm wondering what you thought about that.
Well, I missed having it there. I missed having the vision of poetry. I missed having poetry's inclination toward intuitive understanding, which is a kind of an understanding that all at once sees the one thing in relation to things in general, the one experience or set of experiences in a broader way. And I think that that way of thinking, that way of feeling, because poetry is a language not only of thought but of the heart, is extremely important as you're beginning any new enterprise, any new year, any inauguration, for that matter, to speak of what's right here in front of us.
Now, I understand that the name of your poem has been announced. It's called?
It's called The Song for the Unsung.
And I also understand that based on the governor-elect's wishes, you really aren't providing much details. I'm wondering, however, if you could give us some insights into the theme or maybe into the process that you're going through or have gone through to create this work.
Well, I can tell you this, that I was reluctant to do it at first. I told Janet when she asked me to write this poem for her inauguration that I wasn't sure I could do it because it was a poem by assignment, as poems for occasions are, and I wanted to make sure that I had something to say, that I could make a personal claim on this subject. But it gradually came over me that Janet is an old friend and a kind of kindred spirit, so that I could say whatever was in my heart, and it would probably be okay. I've moved from there to this theme of mine, almost instantly, to this theme of mine, this song that I want to ask others to sing with me and to sing with Janet. I want to save the main surprise for the reading itself.
Well, I understand that the governor-elect has published some works of poetry. That certainly has to be kind of a warming experience for
it
people
really
who
is.
Are poets.
It is, because out of this capacity poets have, this need that poets have to empty their minds and to open themselves to the world, comes poetry. And I think Janet is going to be an extraordinary leader in the end because she has this special capacity to listen and to learn from what she hears. Because she has that capacity that not all political leaders have, I think she's going to do very well in the Blaine House and in the State House.
I thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you, Ed.
Former Maine Poet Laureate Wesley McNair, who will be delivering a poem written for Janet Mills' inauguration Wednesday evening in Augusta. Maine Public Radio, television, and online will air the inaugural ceremony live beginning Wednesday evening at 6:00.